Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing your ex is secretly doing this. I provide audio coaching for breakup recovery, trying to get an ex back, attracting someone new, and life coaching. Visit www.dateme.tips for more details. Please check your spam and junk folders if you are expecting an email from me. So now let's get back into today's podcast. And today we are discussing, your ex is secretly doing this. So if you have been dumped and want to try to get your ex back, you would probably be surprised to know the secret things that they're likely doing. In today's podcast, I'll be discussing three things that your ex the dumper is secretly doing. So let's get straight into this, and point number one is feeling nervous. So if you've been dumped, probably one of the least likely things you would imagine your ex the dumper feeling or thinking or believing is that they're uncertain about their future. You are understandably thinking, well, okay, my ex the dumper has come to a decision where they wanted to end our relationship. They've come to a decision where they broke up with me, they've broken my heart, they've ended what we had. So how on earth could they be uncertain? How on earth could they be anything but clear in their mind about their path forward? Well, I'm here to tell you that most dumpers are actually feeling nervous. They're feeling nervous and uncertain about their future because they can't be certain that they've made the right choice. Now, even if in the moment they believe they've done the right thing, even if they actually took weeks, if not months, to come to that decision and then end your relationship, they still can't be 100% certain that this path forward is going to provide them with what they desire, crave, and feel that they need. Now, I know this from speaking to many, many dumpers, and also in the past, I've been a dumper myself. I've experienced of being in this position, as well as being a dumpy, but in this regard, I'm thinking and remembering and putting myself back in that position of when I was a dumper. And I certainly didn't feel as clear and confident as maybe it came across to my dumpy at that time. Similarly, the many, many dumpers that I've spoken to over the years have told me and explained very similar thought patterns to what I experienced myself. And that is somewhat nervous in regards to what we as a dumper may have felt in that very moment. Now, that doesn't mean that your ex the dumper didn't feel in their mind certain at the time of a breakup, because like I said, they may have thought about this long and hard over many weeks, if not months. But what I'm speaking about is post-breakup, there is a feeling of nervousness regarding the future life journey and pathway for a dumper. You know, when we're talking about your ex is secretly doing this, then this is not going to be something that they are making clear and obvious. We're not going to be saying to you every single day post-breakup, hey, just to let you know, I'm a bit worried, I'm nervous, I don't know where I'm going on this, I'm not sure if I made the right decision. You know, they're not going to be saying these elements to you. This is going to be a secret. This is going to be something that they keep to themselves. They might not even tell anybody else at all. Okay, they might have some close friends, some family that they speak about things with. But often, when it comes to these types of thoughts and feelings, they're likely to keep them to themselves. They want the world to believe that they're clear-minded, making a decision that they won't regret. They might even have friends and family saying, hey, you know, you might regret this. And they'll probably respond by saying, I won't. I'm not going to change my mind on this. This is what I needed to do. They're going to be coming across as very certain in their thoughts and their feelings. But it doesn't mean they're not feeling nerves. It doesn't mean they're not feeling uncertain. It doesn't mean that they actually 100% believe in the decision that they've taken. And this is what we're talking about in today's podcast. It's a feeling of nervousness that they can't and won't allow anybody else to see or know. Even on social media, where sometimes people will really release their thoughts and feelings and emotions in a clear way through things such as sad song lyrics and the like, what we often see is dumpers, initially at least, trying to come across as very confident in what they are doing. They have to be, because they need to convince themselves. they need to convince themselves it's the right decision. You as a dumpee are understandably realizing and recognizing the huge change in your life from this point forward. Now the dumper is also going to be going through those changes. They're going to be going through this monumental shift from their life in your relationship to life outside of the relationship. Yes, they made the choice, but it's still a big shift. It's still a big change. And they've got to be convincing themselves that this is actually the right thing for them to be doing. Imagine if you decide to change jobs. You had a job which you didn't feel was as fulfilling as it could have been, but it was somewhat stable. However, you decide to make a change, take a risk, have a gamble of trying to feel more fulfilled in a new job, and you leave your safe and secure job. Now, this could be an analogy for your relationship. Maybe your ex-dumper did feel safe and secure in the relationship, but sadly, at the time, they lost romantic emotional attraction and they were not feeling fully fulfilled. So they've taken a gamble. Now, think back to that analogy I gave just a second ago. If you were in that position regarding the job, you decide to gamble and take a new job, you're still going to be feeling nervous. Did I make the right decision? Did I make the right choice? Is this going to be a huge mistake? These are the feelings your ex-dumper is likely to be experiencing and going through post-breakup. So when we're talking about what your ex is likely secretly doing, we have to say point number one is absolutely, they're feeling nervous. So now let's get into point number two and the second point of today's podcast. Please like this video if you're watching on YouTube and subscribe to the channel. And point number two is reflecting on you, the relationship and the breakup. So this is a large point, just trying to showcase the facts, but your ex-dumper is absolutely thinking about you. And they're thinking about you as a person, they're thinking about your relationship as a whole, and they're thinking about the breakup itself. When you as a dumpee come through the other side of a breakup, you are understandably believing that your ex-dumper probably doesn't give you a second thought. You feel discarded. You feel rejected. You have been dumped. And at this point in time, you just can't imagine that your ex-dumper is going to give you a second thought, let alone the minutes and hours that they are likely to be giving you in the early days of the breakup, post-breakup, and beyond. You know, again, I am speaking as a former dumpee, but in this case, I'm going to be talking from my perspective as a former dumper. And I can say that I spent a long time thinking about my ex, the relationship, the breakup, and I'm thinking about this well beyond post-breakup. You know, initially, after a breakup takes place, the dumper is going to be spending a lot of time thinking about this. And even beyond that, okay, it might not be quite as much, but they're still going to be thinking. They're still going to be thinking about it. I know I was, and I know the clients I've spoken to who are dumpers, who were dumpers, they tell me very similar thought patterns. And as a dumpee, this doesn't make a lot of sense. And again, I've been a dumpee, you know, I can put myself in both positions. And even though as a dumper, I know how it was, when I was a dumpee, this seemed just as unlikely, even though I knew it can happen because I had been that position. I also couldn't get my head around the facts that my ex-dumper could be spending a significant amount of time thinking about me on a day-to-day basis. Now look, let's be honest, as time ticks by, as we go through many months, if we move into the years, your dumper is not going to be thinking about you every single day. However, the triggers which will come along will always pull them back towards you regarding their thought pattern. Your relationship, your breakup, you yourself as a dumpee, as a person, are always going to be part of your ex-dumper's life story. They can't erase that. They can't remove that. You will always be part of their life story. They will always be part of yours. Just as you are thinking of them, possibly many months or years later, they will be thinking of you. And therefore, reflection is a natural part of this. I do suggest that the average amount of time that a dumper will take to reflect on their past relationship is around 6 months. But that doesn't mean they're not thinking of their ex before that. That doesn't mean that for 6 months, they don't think at all, and then they get to 6 months, and then they really self-reflect. No, not at all. You're going to be crossing their mind Absolutely, in particular with triggers, in particular soon after the breakup, but also beyond, in an almost daily basis for a long, long time. Now, the only real difference with this is, while they might be thinking about you, they might not be reflecting in regards to, did I make the right choice, to the degree that they do, on average, around 6 months in. And this is because they will be living their life in a way where they are trying to move down their own path initially post-breakup. They're trying to keep busy, but keeping busy is not as easy as it seems. So they will have time where they're thinking about you. They will have time where they do somewhat reflect, but they're probably not going to really judge the situation until around the average amount of time that I describe as being around 6 months, because the dumper wants to give themselves that opportunity to see how things are working out. Remember the analogy from point number one about getting a new job. If you change job from something which was stable, you kind of got on with the job, the people you were with, but you just didn't really feel fulfilled, you decided to leave that job and take a new job, which was a risk, you probably wouldn't quit and go back after a week. You're going to give yourself some time. You know, and I would suggest 6 months is around the average. It doesn't mean it can't be sooner. It doesn't mean it can't be later. And sometimes, sadly, they will never get to that point of where they do want to change their mind and go back to their old job, their dumpy in this analogy. But what we can say is that in the build up to this moment of really looking in the mirror and considering, have I made the right choice? They're still going to be thinking about you. You're still going to be on their mind very regularly indeed, in my opinion, for a long time. And even when years tick by, you will still periodically be on their mind. So, will your ex-dumper reflect as in wanting to get back with you a few days after the breakup? Well, probably not. You know, they've made the decision, they're going to want to see how this works out, just like you would if you took a new job. But they will come to a time where they do have to think about this seriously. Have I made the right choice? Have I made a mistake? And I would suggest that would be on average around 6 months post-breakup. Now, if you would like advice and support about how to try and increase the chance of one day getting your ex back, then you may want to consider my audio coaching service, where me and you can speak one-on-one about your unique specific situation. Go to my website, www.dateme.tips, for more information about how I can become your coach and your teammate via my audio coaching service. So now let's get into point number three and the final point of today's podcast, about your ex is secretly doing this. And point number three is living a mundane life. Now, this is a situation that a dumpy will likely find confusing to understand. So let me try and break this down. When I say your ex the dumper is likely secretly living a mundane life, I say secretly because most dumpers are going to want to promote themselves in an exciting way, in a way where everybody else might assume and believe that they are living their best life. Now, there is likely to be some level of truth within this, but certainly not to the degree that lots of dumpers try to promote themselves. So this is where I wanted to break it down. Post-breakup, your ex-dumper will enter what I like to call the single honeymoon period. This is a period of time where your ex-dumper will be living their life in a way that they felt they couldn't within the relationship with you. They're trying something new. They're trying that new job that they've decided to move into with that analogy. Now, when they're doing this, they will likely be doing certain things that they couldn't do within the relationship. That is how they can try and experience life in a different way to see if it's working for them. Now, that might be, for instance, they might be a bit more social. For instance, they might go to parties. They might go to nightclubs, they might go to bars, they might go to pubs. They might do those types of things, but perhaps they wasn't with you. Now, maybe you used to do that type of thing together and now they're going with different people, or perhaps they never did that type of thing at all and you're shocked to hear about or see on social media that they've gone to a party. Maybe you thought, well, my ex never wanted to do that type of thing. Why are they doing it? Well, they're doing it because they're in the single honeymoon period. But this is the confusion. When I'm saying your ex-dumper is likely secretly living a mundane life, It's because even though they will be doing new things potentially, even though they will be doing things which might be, in your mind, quite surprising, maybe even quite exciting, you think, oh, they're doing all these exciting things. What they are doing is actually a very small amount of their time. You know, it's a very small amount of their life that they are spending doing these new things. Let's just say, for instance, you see on social media, they've been to a party. They've been to a party on Saturday night. You can't believe it. You're really nervous. You think, oh gosh, they're living this life. They're going to these parties. Well, no, they've just gone to one party in this instance. Maybe they'll go to another party next month. So what does that mean? Yeah, that means that they've gone to two parties in 2 months. That means two separate Saturday nights across the course of 2 months. They've gone to two parties. Yes, that's different. Yes, that's for single honeymoon period. But what are they doing the rest of the time? You know, what are they doing for the other, what would it be, 58 days, theoretically, across 2 months? What are they doing? Well, from my experience as a dumper, for speaking to many, many dumpers, most dumpers are living a mundane life. Most dumpers, when you're worried that they're out meeting new people, having lots of fun, most dumpers are actually at home alone. And even though you might see things on social media, please remember, this is self-promotion. This is to try and present themselves living an exciting life. You might see photos spread out over a number of weeks, looking like they're at events and parties and things, and you might one day find out this is all coming from the same event. They're photos in different areas, which makes it look like it's a different event, when in reality it's the same. It's the same event. They went to one event on a Saturday night, and they've spread out photos and videos over weeks, so it looks like they're going to something every single day, but the truth is they're actually living a mundane life. If you believe that this podcast has helped you, then please consider buying me a coffee. The link to do so is in the description.